This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that federal employment laws protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination, delivering a major victory to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community amid concerns over an erosion of their rights in recent years. In a landmark 6-3 decision, the conservative-controlled court ruled that an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender violates the Civil Rights Act. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Neil Gorsuch, who was appointed to the bench by President Donald Trump, joined the majority opinion. President Trump's other appointee, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, led three conservative justices in dissenting. They argued the issue should be settled through legislation. Demonstrators calling for a stop to police brutality are continuing protests on Monday, 3 weeks after the death in police custody of George Floyd in Minnesota and days after police shot dead Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. Monday's demonstrations include a march on the Georgia State Capitol building and protesters gathering in Washington, D.C. in Lafayette Park across from the White House. Lafayette Park is where 2 weeks ago law enforcement forcefully cleared out a peaceful crowd before President Donald Trump walked through the area to stand holding a Bible in front of a nearby church. The Georgia protesters are gathering outside the state capitol building in Atlanta, where lawmakers are returning to work after a coronavirus shutdown. The demonstrators, organized by the civil rights group NAACP, are demanding lawmakers take up criminal justice reform. Most Democratic state lawmakers, who are in the minority in the Georgia House and Senate, say they're ready to act on such reforms. But Republicans and some other Democrats say with 11 days left in the session,